Welcome to Candlestick Chronicles, a 49ers podcast on the Odyssey Podcast Network. My name is Chris Biederman. It is just me today. Kyle Madsen is unavailable. We had a little bit of a scheduling conflict. I spent a ton of time in the car today driving to and from 49ers training camp, and Kyle had a meeting that just didn't line up. I'm going to knock out a quick video here because we had some news from Santa Clara. Ricky Pearsall is injured. Does that mean Deebo Samuel could be coming back? We will talk about all that in this episode, but real quick, got to let you guys know that it's brought to you by Lamb Chops. SGLambChops.com is the website. Check out all their clothing. It makes up the vast majority of my wardrobe these days. Wore some sweatshorts to training camp. Obviously have the Lamb Chops hat on. Wore that at the facility today. Candlestick 20 is a promo code to save 20% off your order. SGLambChops.com. Follow them on their social channels at SGLambChops. Okay, let's get to the episode.
Hey, this is George Kittle, and you're listening to Candlestick Chronicles.
All right, so I think on Wednesday, we're recording this Wednesday night, the biggest news coming out of the training camp practice that I attended today wasn't about what happened on the field. It was about Ricky Pearsall has another knee injury, and it sounds like it's the same knee injury that bothered him throughout last year, the same knee injury that limited him to just... was it 9 games? So basically, he missed half the season last year with the PCL injury to his right knee. And that's an issue again. And the 49ers came out and said that it's the same knee injury. It's the same PCL related to last year. It's concerning. A 49ers spokesman said the word concerning. And they said they're evaluating all options, which doesn't sound great, because that includes a surgical option, which could mean a prolonged absence and leave the 49ers without, you know, one of their best two or three receivers. I think it's fair to say, no matter how you view Ricky Pearsall, I think they were projecting him to be one of their two or three best receivers, obviously a first round pick in 2024. So there's a chance that Ricky Pearsall could be out for a long time. And I think coming into this training camp, that was the biggest discussion surrounding Ricky Pearsall, right? It was his durability. After the knee injury last year, did you have any confidence that he was going to be a productive receiver from a consistency standpoint based on his injury history? And I think as of now, Wednesday, July 29th, the answer is a resounding no, even if he does have surgery and it's not a situation where he misses the entire season. Do you feel great about Ricky Pearsall coming back in October, coming off PCL surgery? It could be even longer than that. I've seen some stuff on social media that maybe this could be a potentially 9 to 12 month injury. And then you're talking about wiping out basically the entire season and Ricky Pearsall not being available until next spring, which would be, you know, pretty terrible for his career given the way it's gone so far, because he's tantalized you in the 49ers with some pretty high level play, right? He's had some big games. He has a few hundred yard games to his on his ledger, right? Like, this is a guy who, when you just watch him play when he's 100% healthy, and you think back to week 1 of the Seahawks against the Seahawks last year, he makes that big catch deep down the sideline to set up the game-winning touchdown that Brock Purdy hit Jake Tonjes for. The highs could potentially be really high with 100% healthy Ricky Pearsall, but the health just hasn't been there. And so that's been, I think, deeply frustrating for the 49ers. And I think they were frustrated with Ricky Pearsall's knee injury last year and the fact that he missed the playoff game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Came back, probably wasn't 100% healthy for the Seahawks game in the divisional round. 0 catches on 2 targets. And that's just not going to get it done. When Ricky Pearsall is your, you know, one of your starting receivers, that's what you need. So what does this mean? Before we get to the Deebo Samuel stuff, I do want to say, you know, it was another impressive practice from DeJuan Stribling. And DeJuan Stribling to me looks like, I don't know how productive, like if he had to play an NFL game on Sunday, I don't know how productive he would be, But seeing him on the practice field, and obviously the caveat here is there have been no pads yet. The pads are coming on Friday. He's advanced for a rookie. Like, he's comfortable. He's willing to go over the field, over the middle of the field. He's physical. He's a smooth route runner. He's got good size. He's 6'2", 205, 210 pounds. Just very much looks the part. And I think that's part of, you know, he played at three colleges, right? Like, he's an older rookie. He's 23. This is somebody who's used to new circumstances, going from Washington State, playing there for 2 years, going to Oklahoma State, playing there for 2 years, and transferring to Ole Miss for his final college season. He's used to adjusting to new offenses and new circumstances. And I think, you know, we haven't spoken to him yet, at least since training camp started. He hasn't spoken to reporters in a press scrum. But to me, I think he just seems polished in a way that most rookies aren't. And so I think if he had to open the season as the 49ers number two receiver, I don't think it would be the worst thing in the world. Now, going into the season, Mike Evans is very clearly the boundary receiver, the true X, right? The X receiver is on the line of scrimmage, beaten press, not going in motion, usually to the boundary side of the field, the far side of the field. And that guy, that's just like what his role is. So Mike Evans is going to be that guy. My guess would be that the 49ers are projecting Ricky Pearsall to be the Z receiver, which moves around a little bit more, goes in motion, aligns up in different places. Dejon Stribling seems more like sort of the Y receiver or the slot receiver, right? So you have, I'd be curious if, because of Pearsall's injury, if Dejon Stribling is changing positions or if the 49ers just want to focus him on one spot. I think that's going to be a question that will have to be answered at some point over the next month or so as training camp, you know, continues and the preseason continues. Is Dejon Stribling somebody who looks advanced because he's just really good at the one position he's playing, which is going to be in the slot, where he's really good at run blocking and being, you know, working over the middle of the field like we saw at Ole Miss? I think that's a fair question. Can he play the Z, which is what Ricky Pearsall was playing, or is there somebody else? Is that going to be Jordan Watkins? Right. I think that that's certainly a possibility. Watkins has been better, I think, than last year. He's certainly healthier now. Obviously, his rookie season was sort of derailed by that high ankle sprain he suffered in the first preseason game last year. Watkins has made some catches at camp. And again, I don't want to make the leap to say because Jordan Watkins is making catches in training camp in padless practices that suddenly he's going to be ready to contribute in a meaningful way and be one of the 49ers' three best receivers. But, you know, I think the signs, at least of his development, have been somewhat positive. Christian Kirk has been sidelined since the very beginning of the first training camp practice. And so we really don't know what to expect from him. He came to the 49ers being bitten by the injury bug the last 2 years, and I don't think anybody was particularly surprised when it came out that Christian Kirk was dealing with a calf injury. He has not practiced really in any capacity since training camp started. We'll see if he can get healthy. Calf injuries obviously can be problematic. The calf connects to the Achilles, and, you know, knock on wood, you hope that, you know, he doesn't rush back and doesn't suffer anything significant from an injury standpoint. So I'm just not, you know, if I'm observing the 49ers, I'm just not banking on Christian Kirk to be available and at any time soon in the beginning of the regular season. Like, if it's a 6 week injury, then you're looking at Christian Kirk coming back. You know, is he available for Australia? You know, that's what, 5-6 weeks from right now. I would put that in doubt for sure, given the nature of calf injuries.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
So let's get to the Deebo Samuel thing. Deebo Samuel is a free agent. The Washington Commanders used the out in his contract after trading for Deebo Samuel after one season. With Washington, Deebo obviously lost a step, was used less in the running game, still had 1,800 scrimmage yards. I think he had 5 or 6 touchdowns total. So not too much different from his last season with the 49ers in 2024. But he did play in 16 games. So he only missed one game, which I think is pretty positive for Deebo Samuel at this point in his career. He turned 30 in January. So he's certainly not a... You're not getting 2021 Deebo Samuel. I think that's fair to assume that Deebo Samuel with the ball in his hands is not the same explosive guy. I think there have been too many injuries, probably too many hits, and he's just not that type of guy. I think at this point, when you have injuries like you have potentially to Ricky Pearsall and Christian Kirk, I would expect the 49ers to have some interest, because the parallel to me is what happened with San Francisco last year. As soon as Juwan Jennings had the shoulder injury, after the week 1 game against the Seahawks, they went and signed Kendrick Bourne. And Kendrick Bourne ended up being one of their most productive receivers. He was their second most productive receiver, their fourth most productive pass catcher behind Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Juwan Jennings. Like, Kendrick Bourne wound up having a very significant role. And he didn't sign in training camp because the 49ers didn't necessarily have a pressing need to sign Kendrick Bourne at that point. I think the same goes for the 49ers and Deebo Samuel, not going into training camp when you have Ricky Pearsall healthy and you have Christian Kirk healthy. You don't need Deebo Samuel to be your fourth or fifth receiver because he's not going to be playing special teams. But when Ricky Pearsall now hits a shelf with a PCL injury, and again, we don't know the prognosis of it. I should point that out. We don't know the prognosis of it. We don't know how long he's going to be out. The fact that it's the same injury and the fact that the 49ers are talking about all options being on the table, which obviously includes surgery, I think the 49ers need to prepare like this is a scenario where they might be without Ricky Pearsall for a long time. And if they are, adding Deebo Samuel makes a lot more sense. I don't think adding Deebo Samuel makes sense if you have all of your guys healthy, if your top 4 projected receivers in whatever order, Mike Evans, DeJuan Stribling, Ricky Pearsall, Christian Kirk, all those guys are healthy. I don't think you need to go get Deebo Samuel because, you know, Jordan Watkins, Jacob Cowling, if they make the roster, they're going to be... DeMarcus Robinson is another guy who made some catches at practice on Wednesday who, you know, should be noted. Like, we'll probably get a lot of playing time if Ricky Pearsall is on the shelf, regardless of whether you add Deebo Samuel or not, right? I think it would make a lot of sense for the 49ers to add Deebo Samuel in the scenario that Ricky Pearsall is out for a significant amount of time. And I think that's probably the case. And I don't want to speculate, but given the 49ers use the word very explicitly, the 49ers use the word concern. There is concern there. And all options are on the table, indicating surgery is on the table, and PCL surgery could be, you know, a season ending procedure for Ricky Pearsall in his third season in the NFL. So yeah, I think adding Deebo Samuel at this point would make a lot of sense for the 49ers. I've seen the social media clips. He looks great working out. I am not the person that's going to be impressed with, you know, professional football players' workout videos in the off season. I think honestly, working out in the off season is a requirement of the job. And we already know these guys are elite athletes. If there are videos of them doing it, I don't know that they necessarily deserve brownie points for that. But it does seem like Deebo Samuel is in good shape. I would imagine it would be a good fit for the 49ers if, you know, if Ricky Pearsall's hurt, and you're going into the season with Mike Evans, Dejon Stribling, Debo Samuel, and DeMarcus Robinson as your top four guys, with Jacob Cowing or Jordan Watkins, some combination, maybe both, rounding out the group. One of those guys is returning kicks and punts for you. I don't think that's a terrible scenario, and you could use Debo Samuel as a gadget player. He could play 20 snaps a game. You could get him some screens, some tunnel screens. You can get him the ball in his hands on crossers. I think there's value there. People will kick and scream like 49ers don't need Debo Samuel. If you're bringing Debo Samuel as an injury replacement for a very small salary, that to me works. If you're paying Debo Samuel $20 million to be your number two receiver, that to me is what doesn't work. But we're at a point in Debo Samuel's career where he's kind of a mercenary, he's unsigned, and when you're at this stage in your career and you're Debo Samuel, you're joining a team that needs you because of injuries at the position late in training camp. You're not, you know, signing on the first day of free agency, right? That's just where Debo Samuel's at in his career. So I think Debo Samuel makes a lot of sense for the 49ers, and I fully expect the 49ers to, at bare minimum, kick the tires, depending on the prognosis for Ricky Pearsall's injury. Other stuff from training camp, don't have a lot. I mean, Brock Purdy looked really efficient, and, you know, this is a padless practice. Mac Jones was talking about this with another reporter, just the vibes guy. Like, he seems so at ease, and he's just having so much fun playing football. Just understanding, like, I'm the backup. There's very little pressure on me. I'm still going to go practice hard and play hard, but, like, I'm really enjoying playing football for this football team. And I'm sure some of his happiness probably stems from the fact that he might be an in-demand quarterback either at the trade deadline this year or certainly in the offseason next year when he's, you know, slated for unrestricted free agency. And I'm sure a team running some version of Kyle Shanahan's offense would say, and we could get Mac Jones for, I don't know, what, $15 million a year to be a bridge quarterback or compete for a starting job or compete with the first-round draft pick for a starting job somewhere. Like, Mac Jones, to me, is set up to be a perfect sort of bridge quarterback, and I think he knows that, and he's really enjoying it. You can just see it. Christian McCaffrey looks great. Dre Greenlaw looks great running around. I'm curious about Jack Jones. He seems like he's, you know, I've only been to two of the three practices so far. He made a lot of plays in the first practice. I think he had another interception today on Wednesday. I don't think he's necessarily pushing Renardo Green or obviously D'Amador Lenore or Upton Stout. I think all those guys are pretty entrenched in their roles. But Jack Jones is making some plays, and it never hurts to have depth as your third outside cornerback. So, you know, I think Jack Jones has had a notable camp. Malik Mustafa, speaking of the secondary, out with a hamstring injury. He had been rotating with Marquise Siegel alongside Jair Brown for, you know, one of the starting safety spots. Feels like Siegel is going to get a lot of reps today. He was getting coached hard by Raheem Morris today. Let's see, what else off the top of my head? Jordan James dealing with a rib injury. I thought Jordan James had a good start to training camp at running back. Him and Kalen Black seemed like they were pretty entrenched for competition behind, you know, backing up Christian McCaffrey. I think Kalen Black, sort of like Dejon Stribling, they're going to get talked about as a, you know, as a duo a lot, given they're both like older rookies with a lot of college experience. I think Kalen Black is having a nice start to training camp and certainly is making a good impression when it comes to possibly being Christian McCaffrey's backup. And I think Jordan James was too. And it's an unfortunate injury for James, who missed a bunch of time in training camp last year with an injury. And obviously that cost him basically the most of his rookie season until he got some time in the playoff game against the Seahawks. So we'll see how that shakes out. It's a broken rib, obviously painful. I don't know how long the absence is going to be for that. So we shall see. Romello Height was back on the practice field. He was dealing with severe cramps. Changed numbers, went from 94 to 58. Don't really know the reasoning. Kind of an interesting, I think he might be a little skinny for a 94 number, like kind of one of those, like, you know, you think about the classic, like 3-4 outside linebacker pass rusher types. 94 more of like a, you know, traditional defensive end, big guy number. 58, I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't feel great. So we'll see from that perspective. Obviously, you know, a number means a lot to me, or when it comes to looking at football players and evaluating football players. So we'll see what that portends for Romello Height. 49ers are off on Thursday in pads on Friday. So the pads are coming on. They're going to be thudding up, as the ball knowers know. But yeah, Freaky Pearsall. It's a shame, man. Really promising player from a talent perspective, has just been having a tough time with the injury luck. Obviously getting shot before his rookie season, crazy circumstances, kind of made his rookie year a wash. Last year, high expectations, comes out, plays really well, has a PCL injury in week 4. His season's kind of derailed from that point on. So we'll see. Maybe by the time you listen to this, there might be news on that front from a national reporter. Kyle and I will be back with a full episode on Thursday. This is just a short debrief from my visit to 49ers training camp on Wednesday. Again, Kyle and I will be back on Thursday with a full episode. Check out our YouTube channel at Candlestick Chronicles Podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. Give us a thumbs up, leave a comment, be part of the discussion, hit us up on social media, and we'll talk to you guys later.
That's our show for today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Candlestick Chronicles is produced and edited by Mike Robbier. If you're not already doing so, make sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/@Candlestick Chronicles Podcast. Candlestick Chronicles is an Odyssey production.